The Obama administration announced today that it plans to start giving states waivers from the No Child Left Behind education reform bill. Congress is stalled on reauthorizing the federal education law, and many states are having trouble meeting the law's standards for adequate yearly progress. The original goal of No Child Left Behind was for all students to be proficient in basic reading and math by 2014. With that deadline approaching, states are finding that more difficult than anticipated, particularly for special needs students. Melody Barnes, the chairwoman of the White House Domestic Policy Council, said the administration can't afford to wait any longer for Congress to act to reform No Child Left Behind.
I am pleased to announce today that President Obama has directed Secretary Duncan to move forward with plans to provide flexibility from No Child Left Behind to states that are willing to embrace reform.
The announcement today contained no specifics about what the terms will be, but in general, Education Secretary Arne Duncan said they will begin giving waivers to states that propose their own ways of meeting standards. They will announce more details next month. Alaska Education Department spokesman Eric Fry said the state will certainly be interested, but he couldn't comment further without knowing more details. The terms of No Child Left Behind require the adequate yearly progress measurement to escalate each year, and that's increasing the number of failing schools. Alaska and a number of other states have said they can show progress but want to use different standards known as growth or trend models. Secretary Duncan said he would be open to that.
And so where we're seeing progress, we want to reward that. Where you have, you know, schools and districts where things are getting worse, well, we'll be very tough-minded there. And so the basic concept of AYP is going to be fundamentally different. This is not a tweak. This is a basic change.
Duncan said he hopes this can be a transition or bridge to a new education law, but reauthorization of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act is already 4 years overdue.